Radio. We zijn weer terug, 6:02. Vanavond nog 2 uur te gaan, tot 8 uur vanavond. En niet vergeten, straks om 7:30, dus 7:45, het kinderprogramma.
When it seems as if he's hiding, I'll wait with hope in him. And even if he's silent, I'll wait on him. And though my heart is lonely, I'm longing for your home. If Jesus is my portion, forever I will know that he made me, he loves me, he knows all my story. I shall look upon his face by and by. He made me, he loves me, he knows all my story. I shall look upon his face by and by. Let not my heart be troubled, 'cause he's faithful and he's true. And though my heart is lonely, I'm longing for your home. If Jesus is my portion, forever I will know that he made me, he loves me, he knows all my story. I shall look upon his face by and by. He made me, he loves me, he knows all my story. I shall look.
Ben and Well Kilgour van het album A Resting Place. Stevie Wonder.
People keep on learning.
Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground, van het album Inner Visions. We luisteren naar IWOT Radio. Niet vergeten om 8 uur, of ik zeg het verkeerd, om 7:45 het kinderprogramma.
Corinthians 7. Instruction on marriage. Now regarding the questions you asked in your letter, yes, it is good to abstain from sexual relations, but because there is so much sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman should have her own husband. The husband should fulfill his wife's sexual needs, and the wife should fulfill her husband's needs. The wife gives authority over her body to her husband, and the husband gives authority over his body to his wife. Do not deprive each other of sexual relations unless you both agree to refrain from sexual intimacy for a limited time, so you can give yourselves more completely to prayer. Afterward, you should come together again so that Satan won't be able to tempt you because of your lack of self-control. I say this as a concession, not as a command. But I wish everyone were single, just as I am. Yet each person has a special gift from God, of one kind or another. So I say to those who aren't married and to widows, it's better to stay unmarried, just as I am. But if they can't control themselves, they should go ahead and marry. It's better to marry than to burn with lust. But for those who are married, I have a command that comes not from me, but from the Lord. A wife must not leave her husband. But if she does leave him, let her remain single or else be reconciled to him. And the husband must not leave his wife. Now, I will speak to the rest of you. Though I do not have a direct command from the Lord, if a Christian man has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to continue living with him, he must not leave her. And if a Christian woman has a husband who is not a believer and he is willing to continue living with her, she must not leave him. For the Christian wife brings holiness to her marriage, and the Christian husband brings holiness to his marriage. Otherwise, your children would not be holy, but now they are holy. But if the husband or wife who isn't a believer insists on leaving, let them go. In such cases, the Christian husband or wife is no longer bound to the other, for God has called you to live in peace. Don't you wives realize that your husbands might be saved because of you? And don't you husbands realize that your wives might be saved because of you? Each of you should continue to live in whatever situation the Lord has placed you, and remain as you were when God first called you. This is my rule for all the churches. For instance, a man who was circumcised before he became a believer should not try to reverse it. And the man who was uncircumcised when he became a believer should not be circumcised now. For it makes no difference whether or not a man has been circumcised. The important thing is to keep God's commandments. Yes, each of you should remain as you were when God called you. Are you a slave? Don't let that worry you. But if you get a chance to be free, take it. And remember, if you were a slave when the Lord called you, you are now free in the Lord. And if you are free when the Lord called you, you are now a slave of Christ. God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world. Each of you, dear brothers and sisters, should remain as you were when God first called you. Now, regarding your question about the young women who are not yet married, I do not have a command from the Lord for them, but the Lord in his mercy has given me wisdom that can be trusted, and I will share it with you. Because of the present crisis, I think it is best to remain as you are. If you have a wife, do not seek to end the marriage. If you do not have a wife, do not seek to get married. But if you do get married, it is not a sin. And if a young woman gets married, it is not a sin. However, those who get married at this time will have troubles, and I am trying to spare you those problems. But let me say this, dear brothers and sisters. The time that remains is very short. So from now on, those with wives should not focus only on their marriage. Those who weep rejoice, or who buy things should not be absorbed by their weeping or their joy or their possessions. Those who use the things of the world should not become attached to them, for this world as we know it will soon pass away. I want you to be free from the concerns of this life. An unmarried man can spend his time doing the Lord's work and thinking how to please him. But a married man has to think about his earthly responsibilities and how to please his wife. His interests are divided. In the same way, a woman who is no longer married or has never been married can be devoted to the Lord and holy in body and in spirit. But a married woman has to think about her earthly responsibilities and how to please her husband. I am saying this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best, with as few distractions as possible. But if a man thinks that he is treating his fiancée improperly and will inevitably give in to his passion, let him marry her as he wishes. It is not a sin. But if he has decided firmly not to marry, there is no urgency, and he can control his passion, he does well not to marry. So the person who marries his fiancée does well, and the person who doesn't marry does even better. A wife is bound to her husband as long as he lives. If her husband dies, she is free to marry anyone she wishes, but only if he loves the Lord. But in my opinion, it would be better for her to stay single. And I think I'm giving you counsel from God's Spirit when I say this.
Juist luisterde naar 1 Corinthians 7, 1 Corinthians vers 7. Gezongen door Streetlights Bible. Nu gaan we luisteren naar Be Still and Know, Jay Stoger en Scripture Lullabies.
Well,
We Still Don't Know van Jay Stocker. Luister naar Iwo's Radio.
Ephesians chapter 5. Living in the light. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey Him. Don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good, right, true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Living by the Spirit's power. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit-guided relationships, wives and husbands. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church, and we are members of his body. As the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
You are thinking of me.
God, what you
luisteren naar Perfect, Jonathan Ogden.
I was lost in the darkness, searching for something, searching for something. To be the love I was missing, but there was nothing, but there was nothing. And there in my searching, running in circles, and still feeling empty inside. You showed me the love I was longing for all of my life. And I just want to tell you, you're perfect. In all your ways, you captivate me. No one else can satisfy me. Sing of your greatness, 'cause you are holy, 'cause you are holy. We will not stay silent, 'cause you are worthy, 'cause you are worthy. Your love is the compass, you're leading me forward, you're with me in every fight. You're right there beside me, my strength in the darkest of nights. I just want to tell you, you're perfect. In all your ways, you captivate me. No one else can satisfy me like you do, oh God.
Genevieve van The Brilliants. We luisteren naar Ephesians 1 in de Streetlight Bible.
Ephesians chapter 1. Greetings from Paul. This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. I'm writing to God's holy people in Ephesus, who are faithful followers of Christ Jesus. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Spiritual blessings. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Paul's prayer for spiritual wisdom. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself.
Liz Fies, Empty Me Out. Van het album There Is a Light. Ja, dat is Liz Wijs met Empty Me Out. We gaan luisteren naar Bravest Still van G.G. Haller. Straks even uit om 7 uur en dan zijn we om 2 minuten over 7 terug. En om 7:30 natuurlijk weer het kinderprogramma. Dus nog een uur te gaan straks. Braver Still, J.G. Haller. Radio. We gaan straks luisteren naar Shepherd of Myself and Rivers and Robots. Je luistert naar Ivo Radio, straks om 7:30 weer het kinderprogramma.
So I lay down my plans, I give up my rights, let you take control of this surrendered life. sustain. In shaking you remain, unmoved and unafraid. Forever and always you lead me by still waters, lead me through the valleys, lead me in your wisdom, shepherd of my soul. You comfort me, sustain. In shaking you remain, unmoved and unafraid. Forever and always you lead me by still waters, lead me through the valleys, lead me in your wisdom, shepherd of my soul.
Shepherd of my soul. Van het album All Things New. U luistert naar Ibot Radio. We gaan er straks uit voor het nieuws van 6 uur. En zijn er nog 2 minuten over 6 uur bij je terug. 7 moet ik zeggen. En om 7:30 weer het kinderprogramma. Got to get you into my life. Earth, wind and fire.
No.
Fire, got to get you into my life. We luisteren naar iBot Radio. We gaan straks even uit voor het nieuws van 7 uur. En om 2 minuten over 7 zijn we bij u terug. En niet vergeten om 19:30 weer het kinderprogramma. Naar iBot Radio. We gaan er straks even uit. 7:02 zijn we er weer.
Got to get you in, got to get you in.